Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say open in Chinese. We have Tony Curzon Price. Tony is the writer and economist. Hi, Tony, 你好.
Hey, 你好, Xiaolan.
Thank you for joining us. I know you've been achieving a lot throughout your career, including being an editor-in-chief for Open Democracy, and also you've been very much involved in Intelligence Squared. Let's talk about Open Democracy. Why did you...wanted to be involved there for 12 years? That's a long time.
I don't know if it was that long, but I've
said, check
no,
that, out.
Okay, you've checked me out. then what you say is correct in that case. So I was an economist. I was a researcher in university here in London, University College. I had a group of friends whom I'd worked with, been involved with in one project or another in the late 90s, and they had founded Open Democracy.
Right.Okay.
When I turned up in 2006, they'd run out of money. They were looking for someone to webify it more. Mm-hmm. And that was it. This recognition of the wake up of politics, but also the incredibly important transformation of media at the time. And I guess that the specific thing that Open Democracy did, or the direction I took it into, the philosophy of it in a sense, was thatyou needed a space where a few things were preserved. One is the relationship between someone who wants to express something and an editor. That's a really important relationship.
Right. So you want to democratize the freedom of speech to everyone to make it available.
We definitely want to democratize, definitely want to make it available. But at the same time, we were always very, very...focused on the fact that we had to maintain its quality.
Sure.
So in some sense,
it's curated.
It's curated, and the relationship of most things that people say are improved, mm-hmm. by having someone opposite them who pushes back. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, that's what has to happen,
sure.
before you go out into the public realm with it.
Yeah, I can see that. You've been very open, and it's not just about the career you worked on, that also your philosophy. So since that's an important part of your mentality, we need to know how to say that in Chinese.
Ah.
All right. The way to say open, there's one word. We say kai.
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 Kai. It's the first tone, so we make it very flat. Kai.
Kai.
Kai. That's it. So Kai. K-A-I, Kai.
Kai.
Kai. And Kai is the verb. So like English open, it has many different meanings.
Right.
You can say open the door.
Yes.
And you can say open the lid of your cup.
Okay.
Or you can be open-minded.
Okay. But that's not a verb.
That's right. But Chinese
Kai,
Chinese Kai, it's actually a verb in this case. So to say in your case, you say open democracy. It's more like a liberal.
I see. It's not opening up of the democracy.
Yeah. No, in this case, I would use another word. I believe when you say open democracy, you are not saying literally opening the democracy. You are probably saying, it's open-minded.
Open, yeah. It's
and
broad,
it's a broad.
Broad church.
Exactly. Yeah. So in this case, I would use 开放.
Ah.
开放. When you add the other character,behind Kai, you actually make it more refined. So you know which meaning is that. So when you say open the door, we say Kai Men. Men is the door. Open the door. Kai Men. That's the same thing. And then when you say open democracy, I immediately thought about it is the broad sense and open-minded rather than the literal opening something.
Is Kai used in a political sense in China or in Chinese?
Yeah, Kai Fang.
Kai Fang means open-minded.
Open-minded. Fang, its original means to release.
I see.
And then you can sense that, okay, open and release. And then that's more like an open-minded mindset.
Okay.
Anyway, the character for Kai originally was quite interesting. The shape of it was actually really a door right there.
So it is opening.
There was really a door, and then there was a door plank. You know, in ancient time, doors, they tend to be the double doors.
Yes.
Like French doors. But
yes.
Then with the plank in the middle, then they can close it and lock it. So the shape of the character is actually two hands holding that plank trying to open the door. So that's the meaning of Kai.
Ah, well, and
the etymology of it.
What's very nice in that is that, in a way, present in the open is the closed thing. So there's an effort. You know,
it is.
In the character, there is the effort of the need to open something.
It is, and it's emotion as well. So it's not just there, wide open, a plane right there. You have to make an effort to achieve it.
That's very interesting. So one uses metaphorically in English the notion of a key, right? Which is the same kind of idea, which is, the key to this problem is the thing that opens it, right? The key.
It is.
What you're describing in a way is a representation of something which solves the problem of something that's closed.
Very much so. And Kai is a very useful word to use. For example, to turn on the light is to open the light. Kai deng. Kai still the same. Deng is the light. Turn on the light. Kai deng.
And
to drive a car is anything requires a switch.
Okay.
To turn on.
And what is to turn off? Is that the same as to close?
It's actually guan.
Guan,
and it's also the image of a pair of doors.
Okay.
And then with some effort to link it together. Okay, so shall we have a recap? The way to say open, kai.
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 It's the first tone, so let's make it flat. Kai.
Kai.
Okay, kai. And then to say the open-minded or open mindset, we say kai fang.
Kai fang.
Kai fang.
Kai fang.
Yeah, kai fang can also be used, for example, Chinese government open up the trade.
Opening trade.
So kai fang trade, that's kai fang. Okay, and then to say to turn on the light, we say kai deng.
Kai deng.
To say drive a car, kai che.
Kai che.
Right, thank you. Today you learned how to say open, which is an important word and it's a very useful word as well. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today, I hope you enjoy it. And please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见 Tony.
再见, 小兰.
再见.